Critics and audiences agree, ABBA Voyage is a concert like no other.
Hello, London!
The Times calls it out of this world.
The Guardian calls it jaw-dropping.
And Rolling Stone says it has to be seen to be believed.
See it only at the new ABBA Arena, London.
Check the website for best availability.
Book yours today at abbavoyage.com.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Thursday, September the 15th, which means you've still got four more days of people arriving in town. I left here yesterday, and because of the buses situation, I had to get the tube. But surprisingly, I still managed to get the 7:28 train. I could actually go from here down to Embankment Tube. Nobody. You know, there were a few people milling around, and there were loads of people in fluorescent jackets, stewards and everything else. There were obviously loads of those on the route. And I missed the first train to Waterloo. It's only one stop. Second one came in. I looked at my watch. I thought, oh, it's still only like 10 past. And I got to Waterloo Station and I was left with 6 minutes. So I ambled down the platform, as you do, and managed to get home quicker than had I got the blooming bus. Because the bus drops you, then you've got to go up and then walk all the way. Whereas, in fact, if you go arrive on the tube, which are all operating with extra tubes on, you come up the escalator into Waterloo Station, do a sharp right, then you're on the platform. It's very, very good indeed. Anyway, so how did it go yesterday? Brilliantly. Absolutely brilliantly. All the troops were amazing. The gun carriage was amazing. Everybody, when you consider they hadn't rehearsed a lot of this, a lot of it hadn't been rehearsed, but they just know what to do. And as I say, this was all planned out donkeys years ago. The Queen would have made provision for her funeral a long time ago. They'd have been through it. So she would know exactly what was going on at any one time. It's just a case of they do it and they do it to order. And I think the audience for the funeral on Monday is going to be in the billions. I think you'll find it's something like half the world will be watching because nobody sees things like this. You don't really get this anywhere else. Nobody else has a royal family that's as big as ours or has got as many palaces and everything else and the lying in states and stuff like that. It'll be very interesting once they all get here, all the dignitaries. And it'll be interesting. We've been talking about whether or not there's going to be celebrities. And I said, well, I do hope not. I do hope there's not going to be any celebrities at all because that would take away any of the glory from Her Majesty. You know, you don't want a picture of the grinning Beckhams or something like that. That would just be ludicrous. But I don't know who makes up the list for all the people going to it. But the Abbey only holds 2,200. And did you know that MPs, if they show their Commons pass, they can bypass all the queues to see Her Majesty lying in state and take up to 4 friends? I mean, talk about, you know, a kick in the teeth if you've been queuing up outside. MPs who are very well paid, thank you very much indeed, and they can just wander in and out just by showing their House of Commons pass and take up to 4 friends. God, you'd be spitting blood, wouldn't you, if you'd been queuing up there and they just walked straight in. But anyway, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of you out there. And well done for your stoicism and well done for your good humour and well done for adhering to the rules. Charles, of course, has retired to Highgrove. He dropped Camilla off at her Wiltshire mansion. Presumably she's got to pick up a few clothes or something. And then he sort of drove himself away. He's going to have a private day of reflection and he's not going to attend anything today, I think. I think he needs to build up his strength. But he will continue working on preparations and receive the red boxes of state papers, which, of course, as you know, he doesn't like because it just takes up so much time. But he will pause, but he'll be working in preparation. What's going to happen to Harry and Meghan? I've got no idea after the funeral. They haven't released anything. She did manage to drop a curtsy. Meghan dropped a curtsy because it's not easy. I don't know if you've ever tried. Practice yourself dropping a curtsy and trying not to fall over. It's amazing. The Queen's much adored niece, Lady Sarah Chatto, looks emotional. She's 27th in line to the throne, so I don't think we need to worry about that one anytime soon. She's married to ex-actor Daniel Chatto. They've got 2 sons. One is 25 and one's 23. And everybody knows what to do. They know what to do. They've got the outfits. They've been planning this for ages and ages. Buckingham Palace staff are now braced for redundancy. I mean, what did I discover the other day? Yeah, the Royal Yacht Britannia. How many staff do they have on the Royal Yacht Britannia? Would you believe 200 staff on that little tugboat, full time, 200 staff on it? And I remember thinking, what do they do? 200 staff. I said, when they actually said, I thought, I know that they have a lot of staff. But Charles has said he's going to cut back. He said this over the years. And apparently, the Buckingham Palace staff are braced for redundancy because many of them have got job contracts which are written to automatically expire 6 months after the monarch's death. They cover every eventuality. I think you will also find that if you marry into the royal family, their money is protected. The money that they have, it's in so many different trusts and everything else that whoever sort of leaves can't get their hands on it. It's as simple as that. But it'll be interesting to find out how many Buckingham Palace staff go. They think about 100 from Clarence House. Some of them will be found new jobs, presumably within Buckingham Palace, and then they'll get rid of people in Buckingham Palace because they were there to serve the Queen, even though they serve other members of the royal family. It's basically the Queen that they're there to look after. And, of course, if the monarch's not there, they are surplus to requirements. But I should imagine Buckingham Palace would have at least 600 to 700 staff. There would be an army of cleaners, which would probably amount to over 100 cleaners. I know that these staff were not allowed to gaze upon the Queen. And apparently if they were cleaning the corridors upstairs, hoovering, and they heard that the Queen was coming, they would hide behind curtains because they weren't allowed to sort of bump into her. I think it might have changed in later years, but that was it. Sylvester Stallone larking around with, surprisingly, the Paramount CEO, Pamela Kaufman, on the red carpet in Rome. Mick Jagger's girlfriend has written her first novel. It's lovely, isn't it? You never know whether they're ghosted or whatever, but she's a former ballerina. Her name's Melanie Hamrick. She succeeded where he failed. He had to return £1 million advance for writing his memoirs in the 1980s, claiming he didn't enjoy putting pen to paper. But most of it is ghosted. You just sit down and talk, and it's ghosted. This novel that she's done, First Position, follows a young dancer who begins to unravel as her star rises. Might as well write about something you know about, I suppose.
Sell your car the motorway way, where dealers compete to give you their best price.
Dealers compete?
Welcome to the Car Dealers Darts Championship. Dealer 5 throws a bid of £11,800. Dealer 23, £12,000. Dealer 40 throws
£12,200. No way.
Yes, way. Motorway, the way to sell your car.
T's and C's apply. Visit motorway.co.uk.
Poor old Joe Swash presents, I think he gets his first presenting gig. And since he tied the knot, he's replacing Joe Traccini as the host of The Dengineers for its next series. Is he known as a children's presenter or something? Obviously not. He's still wearing that funny hat, because otherwise everybody just stares at the hair. You can't take your eyes off it at all. So this is his first presenting job. In fact, he doesn't actually have any work. You know, there's so many of them. Matt Lucas says his father's sudden death at the age of 52 persuaded him to lose weight, and he has lost a lot of weight. He says, I was so big I couldn't fit on screen, but he looks great. He looks really good. So well done to him. Emmerdale's Adam Thomas has had to close his Manchester restaurant after 3 years. No, people are not going out. They're not going out. And it was they opened the business in 2019, and then they had a bar and a burger sauce company. And no more. It's a shame, isn't it, really? As long as you're still going to, because we still like Little Italy and we still love Joe Allen's. And, you know, people have to go. You have to go out, even if you do it once a month as a treat. Once a month as a treat. And, you know, you're not going to go out every single night of the week, even though people do. And people still go to the cinema, and they still, at the moment, of course, you can't go anywhere in London. It's absolutely hopeless because everything is closed off. But the bridges were full of people queuing, and everybody was really good about it. Except once the queue starts moving, you don't have the possibility of sitting down is remote. You have to stand up and just keep shuffling along. Serena Williams gets the Vogue editor Anna Wintour to make the rare move of laughing. Anna Wintour has obviously got conjunctivitis because she spends all her time, because her face is so bland, with a pair of dark glasses on. That's how you know it's her. If she didn't have them on, you wouldn't know. There used to be a presenter called Magenta Divine, and she would wear dark glasses, even indoors at night. And I think Anna Wintour's exactly the same. I think poor old Vicky Beckham, the one with the business which isn't doing as well as it should be, wears dark glasses all the time. But I think that's just to cover up the fact that she's got lines. And I don't think she likes having lines. It's a little bit embarrassing. Serena Williams, twice, says she regrets not experiencing the evolution of retirement sooner. Certainly got the money for it. She says she should have retired a decade ago. Wow. I said, isn't it funny? Some people can't wait to retire. Other people don't want to retire ever. Could the Met police officers, every one of them, have to re-pledge allegiance to King Charles? I think they might have to. I think they might have to. The MPs have to do that, yes. And Sam Greenhill, on a tearful public, witnessing the poignant procession of the Queen's coffin. And it's interesting, actually. I don't know who Sam Greenhill is. Is it? I don't know. I've got no idea. That it says da 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 da. And the no, some name is driven. But I think it could be a reporter. Actually, it could be a reporter. So nobody. But there you go. I mean, a lot of people. In fact, there was a woman, actually, an elderly woman, who waited, and then fainted only minutes before the spectacle started, which is a little bad.
Critics and audiences agree. ABBA Voyage is a concert like no other.
Hello, London!
The Times calls it out of this world.
The Guardian calls it jaw-dropping.
And Rolling Stone says it has to be seen to be believed.
See it only at the new ABBA Arena, London.
Check the website for best availability.
Book yours today at abbavoyage.com.
And one of the guards fainted off the podium whilst holding the vision, because you've got to stand there rock still. You can't move, you can't blink, you can't do anything at all. And so this one fell off the podium, which I should imagine, you know, he started swaying on his feet moments before he collapsed. But he blacked out and fell forwards. And then the police sort of rushed in and everything else. They always do that. There'll always be somebody who sort of just goes. But of course, when you're wearing all these outfits, that they've got their boots, you can hear them a mile off. It's very difficult, you know, for them to sort of get anywhere. So today is another day. Charles not doing anything today. I mean, he needs to rest, for God's sake. He's 73. And the crowds will be out. They'll be taking their positions on the Mall. Even though you've still got a few days to go, there's people camping out there. People camping out. And, you know, it's something that we do tremendously well. You'll not see another like this. You really won't. I mean, you know, for many elderly people, this will be the last time. It probably reminds them of Churchill's funeral procession. They've closed the bridges off. They've closed everything. It's basically a lockdown area. Because I went out of here yesterday, walked down towards Trafalgar Square, and then the road is blocked with no, and they've got fairly sort of high boards on it, so you can't sort of sneak round it or anything like that. All the cleaners were standing around and everything else. And but as I say, I managed to get back home really, really quickly. Really, really quickly. So what are we going to talk about tomorrow? I don't know, as we head into the weekend. I'm quite grateful I'm not here at the weekend, actually, because there's not really a lot to talk about apart from people watching what's going on, because the big day is Monday, and that will be over and done with really quickly, because it's only a 15-minute journey from the Westminster Hall to Westminster Abbey. And then after that, the royals will all be whizzed away in their cars. And the hearse, interestingly enough, when I came in today, came in over Hammersmith Flyover, Westminster Council are out, and all the local councils, they blocked off all the roads. So three lanes becomes one coming in from the M4. And they're spraying all the graffiti off. All the graffiti. They've got their, what do they call them, lances with their jet washers. I was going to bring the car down for them, but I thought, no, that looked a bit mean. And they're literally, because they don't want the Queen, sounds ridiculous, but this is how it works, to see all this graffiti. Because you get these people, they're of limited intelligence. They're generally simpletons and mainly druggies, you know, who go out there and just write, for some reason, not their moniker once, they do it about 40 times. The same, it's like, as if they're almost practising, because they're a bit simple. And So they're spraying all that off the bridges and everything else. And if it's seen, if it's visible anyway, they want her to go out there. But you watch, some little tow rag will be out there before Monday with his little can of spray. They're so pathetic, honestly. What you want to do with them, really, is sort of get them, hold them down, spray them completely with paint that doesn't come off, and then go, now you can go back into the real world. See how you cope. You know, ruining everybody's life. They spray it on the side of walls, on the side of people's houses, everywhere, all over the place. But they're going to make sure that it's not there for when the Queen makes her journey to Windsor. Have a great day. Look after yourselves. Well done. If you're going out and you're going to Westminster Hall, it's open 24 hours a day until 6:30 on the Monday. OK, until 6:30. So look after yourselves, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Until then, stay safe.
Leading Britain's conversation, LBC.